Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Except my animal, but I've done it, and I've enjoyed it.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got Bob Cuska back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a member of our Brain Trust and a friend of ours. He is one of our human resources experts in our Brain Trust. He is founder and president of Fusion Factor, which is a workplace productivity consulting firm. He works with companies all over the place to help them make sure that they get the most out of the relationships that they have with their employees, the managers, and the company, and make sure that everybody's happy and healthy and pulling in the same direction, which is no mean feat, by the way, especially these days, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a small business owner, if you're a manager of anything out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a challenge these days. We're going to get Bob to help us with that. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, Bob. One of the main things you want to talk about today is this generational clash almost. I think in an article that you sent me, you basically call it a culture clash, and it is more than just a generational thing, is it? There are significant differences in the cultures of the different generations, aren't there?
Yeah, there absolutely are, Jim. And it's more than just, you know, paying attention to this because it's happening, because it's about people. We need to pay attention to this because this is going to have a significant impact on how we do business in this country. And let me explain what I mean. You know, everyone's talking right now about, you know, being able to get the best talent. And people are very expensive. The consulting firm McKinsey estimates that 70% of the average business's budget is spent on human capital. So if you think about that's where you're spending your money. How do you make sure you get the right people? And when the millennials are coming into the workforce now, they come with a different culture, a different mindset.
Let me stop you for a second. Remind my audience, some of them might not know what a millennial is.
Ah, okay. Well, that's the new terminology for people that were born from 1980 on. When the baby boomers were born from 1946 to 64, and the Gen Xers were born from 65 to 79. So the millennials are those 20-year-olds coming into your workforce now.
So they're in their early mid-20s, and maybe younger. Are the millennials the same thing as the echo boomers?
Yeah, they call them Gen Yers, millennials, yeah. And echo boomers. Yeah,
and digital natives too. By the way, that's another term that they have for them. But folks, the reason it's important to spend a little time on this group is because one of my demographic experts, Bob, says that this generation is certainly going to be as big as the boomers, almost 80 million, and he says they may be as many as 100 million because we're still making them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1980 marked the first year in this country, Jim, that we had 4 million births again. So 1964 had been the last year. So we're back to growing our population.
Absolutely. So, okay, now that we understand who these people are, they're probably around 26 or so or under, and they're taking their place in the marketplace. Millions of them are. So now that we've got them, what do we do with them?
Okay. First of all, understand what is the same and what is different. Now, you know, we worry about, you know, oh, the next generation isn't like us. And I can give you a quote going all the way back to Socrates that said, you know, I'm afraid for our generation because our children are running wild in the street. every generation says the same thing. They're not like us. You know, they don't value what we value.
What's this world coming to, right?
Yeah. And to some degree, there's truth to that. And then there's the fact that, you know, people are people, and they have a lot of the same things. So let's talk about what's the same and what's different. What's different? Well, the millennials come to the workforce armed with more information than the previous generations had. The internet, the way they're being taught in school, their ability to really access data fast, you know, make them smarter. You know, they're not more intelligent. They're better armed with data, Jim. Mm-hmm. So when they come to us, they say, Mr. Employer, I know all about you already, and what do you have to offer me?
So they're not more intelligent, but they are more informed, aren't they?
Yeah. And what that ends up giving them is more confidence. So they're willing to come to us and challenge things and say, well, you're offering me this, or you're going to have me do that. Maybe I don't want to do that. And they'll push back. And let me give you an example. One of my clients is a public accounting firm. And in the world of public accounting, especially during tax season, you work long, long hours.
Right.
And this generation, they're pushing back on my clients that, well, you know what? We want flex time. We want to work from home. We don't want to work every night of the week. And the smart employer will try to figure out how to deal with those differences.
Hmm. Well, what about... One of the things I thought was interesting was that in this article that you sent me, or I don't know if you sent me or if my crack team provided it for me, but did you see this Fast Company article? Were you responsible for sending me that?
I'm not sure which article.
Well, there's an article here about how some of these young people, if they don't get what they want at work, their families, their parents are going down and talking to the bosses.
Yeah, what we call helicopter parents.
Yeah, well, these are people that if their kid didn't get the bonus that he thought he should have, these parents are going down and harassing the bosses for treating their child so mean.
Yeah, and I deal with a lot of universities as well, and they're experiencing the same thing. You know, parents are calling up, you know, the professor saying, my son didn't get the grade that I expected, and what are you going to do about that?
Right.
That's an issue that has a plus and a minus side to it. You just named the minus side. You know, why do I want a parent involved in my relationship as an employer with an employee? I don't.
Right.
But here's the plus side. We have parents that are much more interested in the development of their kids than the previous generation.
Yeah.
So the positive side is, if I'm more interested, I'm making sure that I give my child the information, that I get them the best education, and I help them, engage them in a dialogue that makes them greater aware about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Bob to help us understand how to make sure that we get the most out of this generation. These millennials, these Gen Ys, these echo boomers, how are we going to get the most out of them? Because I'll tell you one thing, folks, these are the people who are going to not only work for you, they're going to buy your business from you. 20 after, stay with us.
Jim. Scott Swedenberg, author of Lessons from a Mama's Boy. Congratulations, 10 years. What an incredible accomplishment. I know your mama's proud of you, too. So keep up the great work. We're all proud of you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And askjim.biz. Check those out when you get a chance. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can hang out with us and use all of our stuff, including the archives of all of our past shows, including the interview I'm having right now with Bob Cuska is going to be up right after we go off the air today, within an hour or so. But don't forget, he's been with us before, so there are archives of past interviews that Bob has had with us. And they're all right there. You can podcast them. Check them out using to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there as well at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have our blog there. And, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Bob Cuska and I are talking about the younger generation, the very younger generation, the millennials, the Gen Ys, the echo boomers. And how do folks in my generation, which is the boomer generation, how do we manage these guys? How do we hire them and make them productive and successful for themselves and for us? Bob, before we get into that, though, why don't you give us your website and tell us how we can contact you?
Yeah, my website, Jim, is www.thefusionfactor.com, and I encourage you to go there because there's an e-book I put on there that talks about how to manage tomorrow's workforce today.
Well, and is that What's the cost of the ebook?
The cost of the ebook is $14.95.
All right, so check that out, folks. You know how these ebooks work. Pretty, it's a great deal. Anything Bob does is top shelf. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, Bob. One of the things that has always been a challenge, Bob, for small business owners are the two areas that of our business that we're just not all that good at, and one of them is marketing, and the other is human resources. I've said it a million times before. We're not trained in that area. Most of us aren't. We don't have any experience. These are not intuitive things for us a lot of times. And if there was one area where I would tell a small business owner to get help, get a professional to help you with this, those two areas would be marketing and human resources. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. In human resources, as I said earlier, the cost of people is so expensive that getting somebody to help you takes a load off what you do best. So if you're a business owner and you're making things or selling things, spend your valuable time doing that and get somebody to help you with the cost of people.
Absolutely. No question about it. Now think about this, Bob. How would you interview somebody if you knew you were going to have to be hiring millennials? How would you interview a company like that? I mean, because what if they had a knucklehead like me working for them who didn't know anything about millennials? You know, what if they sent me over? You know, you'd be in big trouble.
Well, you know, if you have a number of managers in your company, Jim, what I would do is train my managers to interview, because there is a way to scientifically look more into how you measure the behaviors of people prior to getting them on board.
Right.
So that's one of the things I would do is teach people how to do it.
But the millennial, when the Gen Ys take the test, they're all going to sound the same. I mean, you know, this is not a personality thing we're concerned about here. It's a generational thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, do I need to have a, you know, do I need to go get some kind of counseling or something? You know, because they're not going to change. I guess maybe I have to change.
Well, remember I said at the beginning of the show, Jim, that you got to look at the things that are the same and the things that are different. Let's talk a second about the things that are the same, because basic motivational behavior. I mean, there's a great guy named David McClellan. He's now deceased, but he's a professor at the Harvard Business School, and he has a theory of motivation that I think is very simple and applies to everybody. People are motivated to be the achievers, to have a need for power, or to have a need for affiliation. And I teach people how to use that, and you can use it for the millennials or the boomers or the Gen Xers.
Would you say the millennials are very high in the affiliation quotient?
Oh, you hit it right on the head. Right on the head, Jim. And here's the thing that I see happening and how that plays out. They are much more interested in quality of life. They're more interested in work-life balance.
They're not as as a generation, they're not as competitive as my generation was. And this is not a – folks, I'm not dissing the generation issue. I just think it's a fact. Don't you, Bob?
You know, let me qualify that. I don't think it's competitive, Jim, but a lot of people will look at not being competitive and say, well, they don't want to work hard.
Yeah.
In fact, you saw that very famous speech by Hillary Clinton about 20 months ago, and she said, you know, the millennials have a problem with the four-letter word, W-O-R-K, and her daughter wrote her a letter complaining to her mother that that's not true. And I agree with the daughter. Because I think the millennials are willing to work hard, but here's the difference. They're willing to work hard, but on their terms.
Exactly. Yeah, and the old days of where you and I were coming up, when the boss said, work harder, and we said, yes, sir, just because he said it, those days are gone, aren't they?
That they really are.
So how do we, really I got 30 seconds, how do we motivate them?
Okay, understand what their needs are, and if their needs are to balance their life or develop themselves, put some things into your workforce that will help that. For instance, help them to go back to school or help them to get out by 5 o'clock if that's important to them.
Right, right. Yeah, those are things you got to pay attention to. Give us that website again, Bob.
www.thefusionfactor.com.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, Jim, it was great to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again in 2008.
We'll do it again. Thanks.
Bye,
Bob
Jim,
Kustka,
bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's K-U-S-T-K-A, if you're Googling him. 29 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.